the inner sanctum.
Murphy, he keeps the Blues alive.
On his way to Princess Park, Carlton captain Mark Murphy.
Yes, great to have the Carlton captain with us, Mark Murphy. And I can say, Mick, that he just walked in very fluently and, gee, his ankle must be feeling good. G'day, mate.
Hey, Christo. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Now, how is the ankle? Let's get down to the tin tacks here.
Yeah, it's taken a little bit more time than we first thought. So, getting around in the ankle brace at the moment. Hopefully start running next week. So I won't play, obviously, this week and probably the next two. So aiming at, I think, Sydney up there in 4 weeks' time.
You did it against the Cats in the early part of that game. So, as you say, you've missed 4 weeks. When you first did it and you came in that next week, you thought it might be 2 or 3 weeks max. Has there been a complication or has it just taken longer?
No, it's a syndesmosis injury, so they can sometimes be anywhere from like 2 to 8 weeks, depending on how quickly you heal and the severity of it. So we initially thought it might have been missed 2 or 3, so back in a month, and obviously with the bye in between that, sorry, 2 or 3 games, we thought originally. But it was in the moon boot for probably, I think, 3.5 to 4 weeks and out of that now. So, yeah, it was... Obviously, being in the moon, but your calf sort of wastes away a fair bit. I've got to make sure that that's in a good enough space to start running. So now it's about strengthening up the calf and the ankle joint at the moment, and getting into some running and pushing on from there.
Is there any pain?
No pain now. It's more just trying to remove the limp, and at the moment, which I'm starting to walk a little bit better now, so starting to push myself from the bike and hopefully try and run early next week and push on from there.
Have you penciled in a round that you're hoping to be back, given what you know now?
Not penciled in, but I'm certainly eyeing off Sydney up there. That's something I'm trying to get up for, but it's obviously pretty disappointing missing the next 3 weeks, which are all the MCG. But obviously a big game this week. I'm disappointed about not playing. I sort of tried to pencil in that earlier on, but that ankle's just taken its time, unfortunately. And with ankles, you can't rush them. Otherwise, you put yourself at risk long term.
Can you get up on your toes, Murph?
I can get up on my toes now. Yeah.
What about lateral movement? Is that still a concern?
Oh no, well I haven't even tried that yet, Mickey. So at the moment I'm just doing all the rehab side at the club and trying to make sure that the ankle's moving well enough. So
is that wobble board stuff and all that, is it?
Yeah, so doing some of that stuff at the moment. A lot of work on the reformer and the Pilates machine. Just trying to strengthen that up to get the ankle moving, because it's been stiff for 4 weeks in the moon boot. So, it's just about trying to push it now a little bit more. Sort of been in that sort of waiting phase over the last 4 weeks and letting it try to heal, and now it's about trying to get it going a little bit.
Yeah, the captain, the last thing you want to be is on the sidelines. How have you found just being separated a little bit from the group? Is it a little frustrating?
Yeah, it's a side of football that no one likes to be involved in. When you're injured, you obviously love playing football, and I suppose when you're not playing, you realise how much you do miss it and how much you do miss being out there with the boys and training with them from session to session. So I've had a bit more involvement in terms of team meetings and taking a few meetings after games and doing some small parts in terms of review and taking those, which I've been enjoying, so it's keeping my sort of mind pretty fresh.
Do you feel out of the loop, like when the boys come off, they might be laughing, someone's just told a joke and you haven't heard it because you weren't out there? Do you feel like you're a little bit out of the loop?
You certainly do, and you missed out on some of the gags that are going on out there. Just running around with the lads is something that you love playing footy for, but it's a part of football. Unfortunately, everyone that goes through at various times of obviously being injured and only trying to get yourself back.
Are you a good watcher?
At times I can see how coaches can get pretty frustrated. And it certainly looks a lot easier from being up a little bit higher. You tend to look at the game a little bit differently, and you can understand from the coach's point of view how frustrating it can be at times when you're trying to you're all week, you're looking at certain aspects of your game you're trying to implement, and then when it doesn't happen for various reasons, it can get quite frustrating. But from my point of view, I've just been sitting with a lot of the younger guys and talking about what's happening out in the ground, which I've really been enjoying, and talking about that throughout the game, and then talking about that midweek from the young guys who obviously aren't out there at the moment, and giving those guys on ground feedback the way I see it as well.
Mark Murphy, the Carlton captain, is with us on RSN 927 Sports Heaven. When you talked earlier about holding a couple of the review meetings, is that with specifically the younger guys, or have you taken a line, and what have you actually done with that?
I've worked in the other day with Shane Watson, Mickey McGowan. We know what I so taking the ball movement side did the other day, which was a really good experience. So I worked with Watto before that meeting, so I knew exactly what was coming up, and to talk to boys through some areas for improvement from the weekend.
Touching on young players, Jack Silvani's on everyone's lips at the moment. Will he play against Collingwood on the weekend?
Yeah, not too sure. He's played three really good weeks of football in a row. I think he's kicked 4-4 and a 2, I think. Look, he's putting his hand up. He was getting close last week, getting close again this week. So obviously we will train tomorrow. They'll do the sides tonight. But I'll speak to Bullets probably later this afternoon and know more about where Jack sits. But like a lot of guys in our VFL at the moment, playing some good footy and putting their hand up. So Jack, I know he's on the end of everyone's lips. They're all, especially a lot of Carlton people, are pretty excited to see Silvani run out there again. So he's doing everything right at the moment.
It'd be great for the footy club, I reckon, against the old foe, Collingwood, to see another Silvani play against Collingwood right now. Would you endorse him as a senior player as of this week?
I certainly would. I think the whole leadership group would, and the coaches would. He's, as I said before, he's not only is he kicking goal, he's working hard, tackling, putting forward pressure on, so doing everything right, and that's all you can ask. And he's stringing games together at a really high level, so he's putting his hand up for sure.
He has a beautiful kicking technique, just so relaxed, watching him on some vision, how he goes back and goes through a simple routine, but he just hits the ball sweetly. Is that his greatest asset?
Oh, look, I think so. Yeah, he's a great ball user around the ground as well. As you said, he's very fluent. And watching him the other week in the wet, he was really clean, and I think that's a really good sign of a good footballer.
Now, are you disappointed that you're not going to be standing up at the end of the game as Carlton captain? It's a very special game coming up on Saturday night.
It certainly is. It is the Richard Pratt Cup, but obviously there's a side sort of part to that, which is the Mick McGowan Cup. we're obviously raising money for prostate cancer, the Richard Pratt Cup, but we know that Mickey's a big Carlton man and is a big supporter of both clubs, so it certainly is a big night for the footy club.
You being injured has lost your brains, mate. It's all about the Richard Pratt Cup this week, or Peter McKenna Cup, or Ray Byrne Cup, I would have thought.
All right, we'll take a break. Mark Murphy, the Carlton captain, with us right through until 8 o'clock. 13-8, RSN 927 Sports Heaven. Mark Murphy, the Carlton captain, is with us in the inner sanctum talking all things Carlton and, of course, all things football. And a big night coming up on Saturday night, MCG Carlton versus Collingwood. And you touched on it just before the break, mate, but the Richard Pratt Cup, and such an important cause. One in nine Australian men falling victim to prostate cancer in their lifetime. It certainly is a fantastic cause, and we encourage everyone to donate on the night.
Yeah, you're right. It's obviously a big night for Carlton and Collingwood playing each other, big rivals, but that's a side note that's really important, raising much needed money and awareness for Richard Cup. I think obviously the Pratts are big supporters of both Carlton and Collingwood. I think his daughter is a big supporter of Collingwood.
Correct.
And obviously Richard's a big fan of Carlton, and now Jeannie obviously on our board as well, so it's a really important night.
CarltonFC.com.au for more information.
Yeah, Saturday night was an important night, but last night was an important night, Christo. I'm not sure whether you're aware, mate, but this man here to my right, your left, had a pretty successful night, and he didn't even know about it. Let's relive it.
With Tarrant down and about a length and a half to Lawman, and about 8 lengths to Onya Sammy. Wellback was Witterstein, and Turfman is one of the last there. Coming up to the corner, Dasher Scott's the leader. Trying hard with Tarrant down. Now Cavalcade's unleashing down the centre. Here's a great go, three-way go, and I think Tear It Down might have got it. Maybe Tear It Down from Dash of Scotch in Cavalcade.
Yeah, Tear It Down. It won, and of course, part owned by Mark Murphy. And, mate, you weren't even on it. Where were you, and why didn't you get on it?
Yeah, it was a late inclusion, so ran out of the bib number 10.
Fox Stewart jumped out of Chriso as Fox a reserve. Stewart.
Well, I haven't even seen the replay, so that's how filthy I am on the whole thing. But I did get the message from Daisy about half an hour before it jumped. But
Daisy Thomas?
Yeah, Daisy Thomas.
Part owner as well, was he?
Part owner. So, yeah, look, we were at a sponsor's dinner last night and doing the right thing by the club and... missed that one, unfortunately. So lucky it wasn't paying much, Mickey.
Well, what I can tell you, it was $11 fixed and $10.80 on the tab. Yeah. Oh, bad luck. That's no good.
No. Now, what did you do? I mean, it's always difficult when you're injured, but did you get away over the bye break?
No, I didn't. I was still in the boot, so I didn't think getting on a plane was a good move. But so I went up to Dalesford for the day. Oh. So that was nice. Got to Lake House, had a nice meal up
very
there.
Very romantic, mate.
Yeah, it was. So that was nice. But pretty quiet. I was trying to rest up the ankle as much as I could, and all the boys went up to Noosa or went away, got some sun, and I was up in Dalesford for the day, which was good.
Tell us about your thoughts on the bye. Do we need one bye? Do we need two byes? Do you like the format of having continuous football and six rounds or six games per round, or would you like to have a clean break for a week? What are your thoughts on it?
Personally, I'd like the two byes throughout the year. I think breaking it up into 8 weeks, have a bye, another eight bye, and then straight into the last six games or whatever it is into finals, I think would be really good. I think the way it is at the moment, I've been hearing quite a few people talk about the bye, obviously midway through the year, and then the bye leading to the finals and giving it the top four teams a disadvantage, especially if you win because you don't play as much football in a 3 week period, which can decondition you, I reckon. Hopefully we're getting that space down the track and about playing top four, but I think the competition would be much better than having two byes throughout the year, players being fresh and playing at a higher level for longer, I think.
And we've got a text coming in, and one of the things we've been talking about this week is having a bye, and if we have a standalone bye, particularly early on in the year, say after round eight, State of Origin football. Now, I know it's an old chestnut, but we've got a number of text messages asking us to ask you about your thoughts on State of Origin football and whether you would like to play in such a game.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I suppose earlier on in my career, I would have loved to play State of Origin. I think now I'm getting a little bit older. I think having the ability to have that bye, I think, would be a really important aspect going into breaking the season up into three parts and being able to be fresh for that second part, I think would be really important being a little bit older. But
and the other thing too, Murph, sorry to butt in, is your dad, he was a fantastic Victorian representative and you'd grown up with it.
Yeah. And he coached the VFA, their State of Origin, before the main AFL one back when I was younger, so I used to love it as well. It'd be great to see it back and for everyone to get right behind it, which I'm sure they would, especially the Victorians and the South Australians and WA fans. But, I'm not sure in terms of, guys really putting their hand up to play that.
That's the problem, isn't it? I mean, you're one of the best players in the competition, and you're saying that, well, I'd rather have the break than play. And I think that's probably the reason why we're not having State of Origin football, because the best players are not crawling over broken glass to play in these types of games, and people often compare it with what we do and what we see in the NRL, whereas those players, that's their main game, to play for their state and represent their state, but we just haven't got that culture in AFL, have we?
No, well, that's the pinnacle almost of their game is playing State of Origin. Unless you try to bring it into the pre-season competition and have that as a standalone game 2 or 3 weeks before the start of the year, and try and get a fan survey to go out to the fans and see who they want to play in their State of Origin and make it a game, then it could be an opportunity. So then blokes actually feel as though it'd be a good lead up into the season about playing a State of Origin game. I think that's probably the only time of year where it could work, unless you have a 2.5 week block off in the middle of the year and you play it as sort of a midweek game and you're able to freshen up before the next game. It's a hard one to Yeah, to put forward, I think, to players, unless they're playing in the pre-season.
Murph, we've touched on Jack Silvani, an emerging young talent. The other two that I want to discuss is Harry McKay, or McKay, and also Charlie Curnow. How far away are they? Because they look two really exciting prospects in your forward line.
Yeah, so Harry McKay had a back issue first half of the year, so the club were really, I suppose, protective of him. They didn't want to wheel him out too underdone. So, look, he's done a lot of rehab work and a lot of strengthening work through the back, and he's has been training really well for the last 3 weeks. He played, I think, 60% in the VFL last week. He'll step that up to about 80%, I think, this week in the VFL, and then obviously play a full game. So he's progressing well.
Charlie, he's a big boy, isn't he?
He's over 200 and has got really long arms and clunks the ball really well and is a really fluid kick as well. So he's a really exciting talent for us, I suppose, over the next 12 to 15 years. Hopefully, not putting too much pressure on him, but I think he's going to be a player for a lot of years for us. And Charlie Curnow obviously had the glandular fever early in the year, showed a bit early in the AFL, which was really good for him, got a bit of a taste, and had just rolled his ankle last week, which meant he was put back an extra week. So I think he'll probably play this weekend in the VFL.
And, mate, what will your role be on Saturday night? What will you be doing?
I'll just sit with the young guys again. So that's
what that. Up in the corporate box or somewhere?
If it's a little bit chilly, I might try and work my way into a box somewhere. But sit with the young guys and talk about what's happening out there. And that's sort of been my role the last few weeks.
What about pre-match? I mean, are you in the rooms? Are you talking to players? Are you in and amongst it?
Yeah, just in the rooms talking to players, especially through the midfield. And just making sure that I'm a face down there. Obviously, being skipper, it's important that I'm down there and talking with the boys and being a part of it still.
Are you expecting Travis Cloke to play? Because that's what everyone's talking about from a Collingwood standpoint. Will he be there or won't he be there?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest, Mickey. I think he's obviously been a really good player for a lot of years, Travis. So
he didn't play against the Blues the last time.
No, he didn't. So, look, I thought he played pretty well last week. Tough conditions in the wet for a big bloke, and probably played his role in kick two. So, look, if he plays, it's a big challenge for our backs. He's a monster of a man and is really fit. So I think, if he plays, we'll have our work cut out, that's for sure.
And just a reminder that we're playing for the Richard Pratt Cup along with the Mick McGowan Cup on Saturday night. Kids 14 and under will have free entry to the MCG on Saturday. If you register at membership.carltonfc.com.au, how much are you going to win by?
Good question. Mickey would have backed us, no doubt.
I haven't had a bet in that game, to be honest with you, Murphy. I'll wait for the conditions.
He's very
loyal. The Blues, or you're on the Pies, Mickey?
I'll tip Collingwood early in the week, to be honest with you. I think they'll be hard to beat.
Okay, yeah, look, we're confident going in. I think they've been playing some. They played some good footy last week against Fremantle, so it's important for us to play some good footy. I think we've been a bit inconsistent in the last few weeks, so a good opportunity for us to play four quarters, and if we do, that'll hold us in good stead.
Murph, just before we go, who's the best team in it? Pick one team.
I was listening on the way in to your conversation. I think it's really, really tough. We haven't played Hawthorn as yet. I would have said when we played North Melbourne, they were probably the best side in it. I think looking back, probably Sydney were really tough to play against. They always are. But I think towards the next month, depending on how fresh guys can be and be injury-free for sides, it will be really important leading the finals.
Good on you, mate. Great that you could be here. And good luck to Carlton on Saturday night. We'll talk soon.
All right, thanks, boys.
Mark Murphy, the Carlton captain.